I'm Eric Peterson, your host of Crime Stoppers in Action. On October 20th, the Great Falls Cascade County Crime Stoppers organization held a panel discussion on the topic of drugs and our youth, what we all need to know and what we are up against. The panel discussion was sponsored by the University of Providence, First Interstate Bank, and Alliance for Youth. Law enforcement personnel, education leaders, and a licensed clinical professional counselor discussed the normalization of drugs, particularly marijuana, and how this is affecting youth. During the next few months, I'll bring segments from each participant's presentation to this KGPR program. Once they are broadcast, each program will be archived at the KGPR podcast site. Today, we listen to a presentation from Stacy Zinn, the Drug Enforcement Administration Montana Resident Agent in Charge.
So I do have a presentation. Mine's going to be from the 30,000 foot spectrum looking down. And let's go ahead and go to the next one and to the next one. Okay, so yes, I do a lot of school presentations, especially in our rural areas throughout the state of Montana. And what I try to do is have a conversation with the children, students, teenagers, and say, this is what we have here. This is the type of drugs. This is what it can do to you. And this is how it gets here. So what I do is I throw out the facts. And the facts is how do we get to this place right now? Our southwest border is wide open, and drugs are flowing through it, whether it be the ports of entry or it's coming from Mexico and goes to our gets on cargo ships and goes to our ports, or it's backpacked through areas that are not protected. Right now, we're not seeing too many drugs coming from the north down to Montana, from Canada to Montana. It's only a matter of time. But yes, the bulk of our drugs are coming from the cartels from the southwest border. We're also seeing drugs being mailed to our community, and especially in this area. We see a lot of postal, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 7 pounds of meth, of stuffed animals that are infiltrated with little blue pills. We're seeing those type of shipments come in, and it's a unique way to get the drugs to our community, but it's also a very, very easy way because we don't have a lot of people x-raying every single package. We don't have all law enforcement focused on the postal system. So I can tell you right now, the Mexican cartel is definitely sending parcels full of drugs here. People are receiving it in our community, and then they're distributing from there. We have drugs flowing through our interstates. They're coming from the West Coast. Large amounts of marijuana is being trafficked through our interstates, going out to Chicago, to Minneapolis, St. Paul, even all the way to New York. Money's flowing this way. We are a libertarian state, meaning we do not have the strongest interdiction units out there. They don't have the tools out there necessary to interdict these tractor trailers and vans full of product that's going back and forth. That's something that we need to reconsider as a community, as what do we want to do to give the tools to our Montana Highway Patrol, to our local law enforcement, because we do have problems of drugs flowing through our environment. Also, we have drugs flowing from the south all the way up to Interstate 15, going up to through the Sweetgrass port of entry up to Canada. So that's something to be aware of. Okay, so meth is king here in Montana. Our meth comes from the southwest border from the Mexican cartel. Our meth here is around 97 to 100% pure. Now, every blue moon, I'll see when I see our lab reports come back, and sometimes I'll see the purity 75% or 80%. I take a harder look at that now, because I'm like, okay, who's cutting their drugs? And it's normally someone up here in Great Falls that will try to make more profits off of their drugs, and they'll cut it with other products. But I can tell you right now, the meth, I would say 95% of the meth that's flown through here is 95% pure or higher. Let's go just jump through the next couple of pages. These are just drug paraphernalia. This is what we see when we do our search warrants, and these are, that's like a pipe. Let's stop right here. Heroin goes up and down. Right now, it's kind of like on the low, meaning we're not seeing as much because fentanyl is actually taking its place. But however, you can see the different types of heroin. You have what's called Mexican brown, which looks like dirt or granule. Also, you see it looks like slimy stuff in a bag. That's black tar. Again, this product comes from the southwest border. It comes from our Mexican cartel, especially around the Jalisco area of Mexico. That's where they produce it. Let's go to the next one. Fentanyl is being laced in a lot of our product. What took place many moons ago is that I'm not sure who discovered this, but people realized that when you put fentanyl in a product, you get that original euphoric feeling. What does that mean? Is that when you first take a prescription pill or you take heroin or whatever, you get that wow feeling. You get high. Well, you take it again. Well, I'm getting high, but where's my euphoric feeling? You keep taking it. It's called chasing a dragon or chasing a high. Well, someone out there decided that they were going to mix a little bit of fentanyl into this product. And when they sold it to the customer goes, wow, I got that original euphoric feeling again. Well, that's why we started seeing fentanyl being laced into products. The Mexican cartel is trying to maximize their profits and also get new customers in. They got the help from the Chinese, from the illegal labs in China, where they are originally making the product over there, sending it to the Mexican cartel. Mexican cartel is diluting it and then sending it up from the southwest border. Now, because of the crackdown in some parts of China about the chemicals and stuff, chemicals are being sent to the Mexican cartel. Mexican cartel is making the product themselves, and then they're sending on up. Now, the country north of us has a huge fentanyl problem. Again, knock on wood, we're not seeing fentanyl come from Canada. They have super labs out there. They have a huge fentanyl problem. Again, it's only a matter of time. Let's go to the next slide. People ask me, what's the big deal about fentanyl? Well, you look at the canister to the far left. That's a lethal dose of China White. China White comes from Asia. That's heroin. You go to that middle bottle, that's a lethal dose of fentanyl. You go to that far one to the end, that's a lethal dose of carfentanil. Carfentanil is a tranquilizer that's utilized on elephants and rhinoceroses. We had an investigation here in Montana where an individual got a hold of a syringe of carfentanil, started putting it in his arm, got the plunger down halfway, died instantly. Fentanyl. Let's see, let's go to the next page. We'll keep going. I was trying to see if I had the penny. Go ahead and go one more. Okay, so usually I show the penny. That's why I show the students where you have a penny and you have like little grain, it looks like granules of salt. That's a lethal dose of fentanyl. People ask me, okay, so if fentanyl's so dangerous, why isn't it not wiping everyone out? Well, people start building tolerance. We have individuals that have been using opiates for a longer period of time. They build up the tolerance. Then they put the fentanyl in the system. They probably start overdosing, but people have Narcan on site or they'll come out of it. The problem that with this fentanyl product now is that we have more people trying it out for the first time. Meth can kill you in the long run after many years of use, but fentanyl can kill you the very first time. It can kill you within 15 minutes. Because what happens when that fentanyl gets into your system, it lands on your brain receptor. Well, it starts shutting down your breathing. Your heartbeat gets lower, lower, and lower. If someone doesn't come on scene and give you that Narcan, what happens is that they squirt the Narcan up your nose. That Narcan will push up the opioid, and then the Narcan lands on your brain receptor, allowing you to start breathing again and your heartbeat to go up, up, and up. However, you got about 15 minutes, depending how much you put into your system, to get to the hospital because that Narcan wears off. The opioid's still floating. It reattaches to your brain receptor, and again, the process, the overdose starts taking place. Individuals on the street that are actively seeing this product, they're getting schooled on how to handle this, but it's only going to take nefarious gangs or the Mexican cartel to say, you know what, we're going to jack up this fentanyl a little bit and put a little bit more product into this, and then we're going to have more overdoses. And we're seeing that take place here in Montana. Here is these pictures are fake pills. They're actually fentanyl pills. They're made to look like Oxycontin, Oxy 30s, Oxy 80s, Xanax, Percocets. Percocets, what killed the famous musician Prince. I'm starting to hear about Adderall fake pills. I haven't seen them too much here in the state, but in the they're surrounding us. Let's go to the next. There's my penny. Okay, so the grain of salt, that's a lethal dose of fentanyl. Over to the, that's fake fentanyl pills right there. Go to the next one. That one was the earlier types of pills that we saw first hit Montana. You can see how the blue is a little bit darker. It's a little bit off. They have perfected the color. It's lighter color now, and it's bitter press pills. Next one. That's fentanyl pills. Those are actually Xanax bars, made to look like Xanax bars. Go to the next one. This, see, remember the heroin? This looks like heroin. This is actually fentanyl. We caught this on the southwest border coming across. It's made to look like black tar, and this is made to look like Mexican brown. This is actually a fentanyl product made to look like heroin. Next one. This is what we're seeing now in our surrounding states, colored fentanyl. This is a marketing ploy to get, it's the marketing to a new audience. People will say, well, you know, we're not going to have the kids start on this product or anything like that. If someone sees us at a party and someone tells them, hey, this is not a bad product, I guarantee you they may be more apt to try this colorful product versus something that looks white or dark. Let's go to the next one. This was a product that was seized in Butte recently. Someone had actually dropped it and left it in a parking lot area. This is the first time that we saw colored fentanyl pills come in. You may be hearing about the rainbow fentanyl pills or the flavored pills. We're starting to see it here now in Montana. Next page. This, again, it was another seizure out of the state, but you see the different colors and how that can be enticing. I'm not saying that these nefarious groups are going to start selling to kids because they're going to end up killing the kids and they're going to lose customers. But what I'm saying, these adults will start experimenting with this. They leave it around the counter, or someone takes it to school and someone says, hey, this is not, you know, look, it's colorful. It's not a bad product. You're going to have teenagers, they're going to start experimenting with this drug just because of the ignorance and not knowing. That's why we need to communicate what is out there on the street. Next one. And that's just drug paraphernalia. Okay, let's keep going all the way to the marijuana. Keep going. Just flip, go ahead and flip through these pictures here. This is what I talk about also with the kids. The marijuana of today is not the marijuana of yesterday. A single joint, back when I was growing up, THC levels from 1.2 to 2.3. Fast forward today, 33 to 36 THC levels. You ask about the edibles. Edibles can be as high as 95%. There's a reason why they say cut that cookie in quarters. Those gummy bears, there's a reason why they say cut that gummy bear in half. Take the first half now and wait 2 hours and take the second half. I love gummy bears. You tell me how I can take half a gummy bear? Absolutely not. So, but think, the kids are going to like, you know, they don't know any better. That's why it's important. We have to communicate. We have to talk to these students and start having to find out who their friends are. Look at their social media. Figure out what they're doing on their off time and stuff. Because we are at a crucial point of time. We're losing our kids, and it's our fault. It is, a lot of it is our fault. We just legalized a drug that and we're telling them it's okay. It's not like drinking a Coors Light. The marijuana today is like drinking a scotch on the rocks. And if you don't believe it, do your homework, research it. Don't take our word for it. Do your own homework. And the reason why I'm passionate about this, because we sent the wrong signal to our kids. It is a gateway drug. Kids will jump up from there. I have family members that went through that path. But just be aware that we're opening up the floodgates. And because we're opening up the floodgates, be prepared for what's going to happen. People ask me about, well, what's law enforcement doing? Law enforcement is working their tail ends off for you guys, for the community as whole, and here in other parts. But y'all have the right teams in place. And I'm pretty transparent, and you can probably see through me about if I'm kind of trying to, never mind. Anyway, but y'all have very good teams. And so I applaud your efforts, and especially here in Great Falls. Thank you. Y'all are role models.
If you'd like to learn more about the local Crime Stoppers program, please visit the official City of Great Falls public website at greatfallsmt.net/police/crime-stoppers-0. This is Eric Peterson, your host of KGPR's Crime Stoppers in Action.